Local Focus.
Hello there to you. It is Troy Stockton aboard. Yes, here we go with another Rural Focus podcast. Thank you for joining us here on today's Rural Focus podcast. Very soon, going to be speaking frosts on crops. Has been a warning for farmers around the grain belt just to be a little bit aware, especially with the cooler mornings around regional WA. We will catch up with DPIRB scientist Brenton Leskey very soon and also speak about next Wednesday's Dale Field Day. So looking forward to catching up with Brenton very soon this morning. Also too, the man in the hat, Chris Wallingham from Nutrient. He'll be along to give us what's happening in and around the southwest. But right now, let's kick off today's Rural Focus podcast with a Nuffield Scholarship winner here in WA. There are three. This lady hails from Mininew through the, well, around the northern part of regional WA. Her name is Rebecca Kelly. Rebecca, hello there to you and congratulations.
Thank you very much, Troy. I'm really excited about this.
The CBH Group, they sort of announced you as their successful recipient, so you must be happy with that.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've been farming in Mininew since about the 1950s, so have used CBH for a very long period of time. And so I'm very, very excited to be their scholar for the year.
So did you have to apply a part of the scholarship? Talk us through it. What did you have to do?
So it's a bit of a process. So you apply for the Nuffield, and if your application is successful, you go through to state interviews, and then they your number gets dwindled a little bit there. And then if you pass that, you go through to national interviews over in, this year was over in Melbourne.
Okay.
So you sit on a panel, or you sit with a panel of about eight people interviewing you, and they ask some pretty tough questions to try and make sure that you're a suitable candidate. Yeah, exactly.
How many? So have you only put in for it once, or how many times have you applied for it?
No, this was my first year that I applied.
Oh, right. Straight in.
Yeah, straight in. Very lucky.
As part of your Nuffield scholarship, apparently you're going to plan to travel to the US, Canada, and Germany. Is that right?
Yeah, the way it works is everyone selected from around the world will meet up in March next year.
Okay.
And we'll do a conference together.
Yep.
And then later in the year, there'll be, it's called a Global Focus Program. So they divide us into groups of maybe about 10 people. And we go across and have a look at all different aspects of agriculture in about six or seven countries. And then we do our own study on our research topic after that. So I've chosen to go to hopefully America, Canada, and Germany.
So why these three, Beck?
So my topic is looking at gas versus agriculture, or how gas and agriculture can coexist.
Yep.
But it's not just gas, it's mining, it's oil as well.
Okay.
And the industries over in America and Canada are much more established than in Australia. So hopefully I'll be able to look at long-term impacts that we haven't seen in Australia's mining industry so far.
Yeah, so more or less you're looking at the beneficial outcomes for farmers, pretty much.
Yeah, definitely.
Around WA or around Australia-wide, are you looking for these outcomes for farmers in these areas or maybe just for the farmers here in Mininew?
No, I think it's very applicable across the whole of Australia.
Yeah, yeah.
There's different laws that go across the separate states, but hopefully the information I'll find will be beneficial to everyone.
So how did CBH get involved here for you?
So CBH has been sponsoring the Nuffield for, I think it's roughly about 10 years. So they've had five other recipients so far, and they sponsor every second year. Yeah, they're just doing their part to make sure that there's more information coming into ag.
Fantastic. And how is the ag industry going in your eyes at the moment?
Oh, well, we're having a great season up here. Started off a little bit dry for us. We had the same dry spell that everyone had, but yeah, we were sitting on a decile 2 rainfall, but August changed completely, and yeah, we're having a great season now. Really excited about harvest.
Yeah, I was up there for the open day a few months ago, and geez, the paddocks around the Mininew area look like they do around regional WA. They're all looking pretty good at the moment.
Yeah, exactly. It'll be good to get the header in and see how it all goes.
When will you start harvest there, Beck?
We should be started towards the end of October.
All right, and hopefully in for a pretty good harvest pretty much.
Yeah, I think, well, it's looking pretty good at this stage.
Yeah, that's a touch wood and everything else.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, so what happens between now and then, a part of the Nuffield Scholarship? What do? You just keep working as you normally do and then wait to all meet up, or how does it work now?
So it'll just be work as usual, get harvest out of the way, and at the same time, I've still got lots of dealings with our gas company that we have on the farm.
Okay, yeah.
So we'll just have lots more communication about that, but the actual Nuffield study doesn't start until March in 2023.
Okay. And what do the gas people say that you're working with on the farm at the moment? They'd be pretty happy for you, wouldn't they?
Yeah, I did call them and let them know that I was applying and that I'd received it. We do have a good relationship, so they were very, very open to it. And And
fantastic.
Happy that I'd received this.
Yeah, no, well done there to you. So, yes, we are chatting with Minute News, Rebecca Kelly, one of three West Aussies who were named a part of the 2023 Nuffield Scholars at its annual awards night and conference that was that did happen in New South Wales just a couple of weeks ago. Hey, Rebecca, good luck with it. And a little bit closer, we might see how things are all going for you.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you and other goods and services may be available.
Wouldn't be the Wednesday edition with our catching up with the man in the hat, Chris Waddingham from Nutrient Southwest. Morning, mate.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Not bad, mate. How did we go with the sale yesterday?
Oh, 156 cattle, so we're slowly getting a few more. Yeah, the market was fairly constant, pretty similar to last week. Probably didn't quite have the same quality as last week's offering, but in general terms, I think the market was fairly well equal to last week. Market or yarding certainly comprised of majority of yearling heifers and cows, which has been very much the case right along the way. I think a handful of better steers in the majority female cattle. We had a smaller yarding ourselves, no bigger steers as is stated. So yearling steers 400 to 500 kilos to 406 cents. Beef heifers over 540 kilos, 366 to 376. 400 to 540 kilo yearling heifers, 400 to 448 cents. Deer vealers, 280 to 330 kilos to 574, and under 280 kilos from 580 to 588 cents. Their sisters, 280 to 330 kilos to 480 cents. Score 3-4 cows, 310 to 338 cents. And score 5s, 296. She was 895 kilos or something, monster cow. Light and plain cows, very few on offer. In fact, there was one at 256 cents. Bull over 600 kilos at 300 cents a kilo.
Wow. Some big boys out your way, mate.
Yeah, mate. Hey, it's the Southwest, mate. Everything's big here, including the agents, unfortunately.
Hey, I didn't say that. You did.
So. No, not on air, you didn't.
I didn't say it off, did I? I wouldn't say that to you, mate. So price-wise, mate, with the cattle sale, it's not too bad there, then?
Oh, no, certainly. Yeah. Certainly the market's recovered from the fall that we had six, 7 weeks ago. I think be fair to say that the market's fairly steady. We haven't seen any numbers of yearling or weaners come through yet. They'll start in the next 3 to 4 weeks, I would imagine. We'll start to see some of them come through. A number of producers are turning off their yearlings now, so they'll be back into the market for younger cattle again. You know, that cycle will sort of coincide with that market, I would imagine.
All right. So I'm guessing day off for you tomorrow and back into it Friday.
Yes, well, thanks to Prime Minister Albanese for the day off. That will be lovely, and he couldn't work it for a Friday, Chris, so we had another Easter. Yeah. Easter length, long weekend, but we'll get a bit of time tomorrow.
Beautiful. Now, mate, we both love our footy. AFL Grand Final Day, Saturday. Who are you going for?
I'm sitting on the fence. I'm not barracking for anyone, being a good West Coast Eagles supporter. I suspect it'll be a good game. I hope it's a good game.
Yeah.
But I have got a very good mate who's a long-suffering Geelong supporter, so I suppose if I had a soft spot, I guess I think Geelong will win the game and probably should, given the season they've had.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, no.
Never ride off the Swans, though.
No. Both in red-hot form. So, as you say, mate, it should be a good grand final, hopefully.
Yeah, the only good thing about Sydney is that Swans bit, though, isn't it? It's just not the right colours, mate.
No. If it was black and white, well, yeah, we'd love it for sure. But let's not talk about the WAFL, mate.
No. That's the end of that conversation.
But good luck to the Waffle. I think it's East Fremantle and Claremont this week. So
yeah, it is. I've got a little mate of mine, a young bloke, Michael Tassoni, playing for East Fremantle on the weekend. So good luck to Mick. I most certainly am not a Shark supporter by any way, shape or form, but good luck to Mick.
good luck if you are playing some sport across the weekend. Mate, enjoy your day off tomorrow, mate. Put the feet up and we'll chat to you again next week.
Thanks, mate. I'm sure my wife's got a list for me in the garden.
Yeah, good luck with that list. There he is, the man in the hat, Chris Wallingham.
The following interview on the Rural Focus podcast is a paid interview. A reminder, this may not be the right product for you and other goods and services may be available.
Well, recent cooler minimum temperatures across the grain belt have prompted a reminder for you, the growers out there, to check your crops for frost damage. I don't think there's too much frost damage out there at the moment, but just a reminder to check it. And from DPIRB this morning, I am joined with Brenton Leskey. Brenton, good morning there to you, mate.
Morning, Troy. How are you?
Not too bad. Is that right at the moment? I'm guessing that the crops are A-OK at the moment due to frost?
Yeah, so we haven't had too many reports of frost damage at Deeper, just a couple isolated ones from frost events that occurred at the end of August. But growers don't need to panic. And things are looking quite good yield-wise.
Now, I believe you've got a three-year project up and running examining the use of, say, chemical and biological products that inhibit ice nucleating bacteria. What can you tell us about this, mate?
Yeah, so this is a new project that started this year with co-investment from GRDC and DPIRD as well.
Yep.
So looking at testing chemical products and also some ones to try and outcompete this ice nucleating bacteria. So this bacteria causes freezing to occur in wheat plant tissue at around about minus 4.5 to 5.5.
Okay.
Whereas without this bacteria, it would freeze at around about minus 8.
All right. And how important is it for the growers, mate, in, say, some affected areas or if they get their wheat crops affected? How important is it for them to sort of get in contact with you there at DPIRB?
Yeah, so they can send reports of frost damage through to us at DPIRB through the PestFacts app.
Okay.
And as we receive more information, we'll put this out through the DPIRB Season 2022 webpage. Also, if they've got grain samples come harvest time that they think have been frost affected and would like to have these tested, they can send those through to the DDLS labs and we can have a look at that for them.
Is it just wheat and the barley crops, mate, or are you looking at just about every crop? Canola, chickpeas, you name it,
This project's looking at wheat, barley, canola.
Okay.
That's the main focus at the moment. But at this upcoming field day that we've got next week on Wednesday, 28th, we'll be talking about not only the work we're looking at bacteria, but also some chickpea research as well.
Okay.
Looking at some wild types of plants there, which we're trying to see if we can find some chilling tolerance in those and bring those through to commercial lines. So that might be of interest to growers, particularly in the northern wheat belt as well.
So that's the Dale Field Day next Wednesday?
Yeah, that's correct.
Okay.
Yep. All right. So we'll be kicking off the day at 10 o'clock.
All right. So, get along to the Dale Field Day if you're wanting to know more with Brenton. And will there be other speakers there on the day as well, mate?
Yeah. Yep. So there'll be myself and Manuel Bekuma speaking about the frost. We've also got some speakers there from Curtin CCDM, Living Farm as well, who are sharing some work on defoliating crops to reset their flowering time as well.
Have you heard from any farmers around the regions, mate, about frost? I know there's not a lot around at the moment, but have you heard of some isolated patches?
Just some coming out from around Muckumbuden and Quarter area. And, there were some cold temperatures down to the Varley, Salmon Gums areas as well, which growers reported those through Twitter as well.
Now, I believe you're over on the East Coast at the moment, mate. What are we doing over there?
So over in sunny Toowoomba, Queensland, for the National Agronomy Conference. Learning lots about the different constraints and where the research is at with trying to improve yields for crops and the opportunities that we have to, help lift production in the grains industry over here.
All right, so there you go, farmers. Just a reminder, just with the recent cooler minimum temperatures across the grain belt and probably through the southern half as well, just a reminder for you to check your crops for frost damage and just make sure that you save the date for the Dale Field Day next Wednesday, as Brenton did mention, of course, getting underway there from 10 a.m. If they're wanting to know more about that, mate, can they just get in contact with somebody there at DPIRB?
Yeah, they can give me a call.
Okay.
On my phone, 9368-3161 is the number.
Well, mate, good luck with that field day there next week and hopefully no frost damage around WA.
Yeah, fingers crossed.
Fingers, toes, everything pretty much crossed. Yes, nice to catch up there from DPIRB, their research scientist, Dr. Brenton Leskey speaking there. So, yeah, there you go. There's just a few little isolated areas. But, yeah, get yourself along to that Dale Field Day next Wednesday, the 28th of September, if you can. Gets underway from 10. If you're wanting to know more, do get in contact with the team there today at DPIRP. They will certainly help you out. But, yeah, that Field Day happening in Dale next Wednesday. And, yeah, let's hope that your crops don't get any frost on them. Yeah, let's hope not. And good luck to you too if you're heading along to the Field Day out at Dale next Wednesday. I've been Troy Stockton. This has been another Rural Focus podcast. Hopefully you've enjoyed today's podcast. I'll have another one for you very soon right here on the Listener app.